USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House claims a nationwide gas tax holiday remains on the table.
We've seen a number of states do that, and it can have an impact, about 18 cents, I believe, if I remember correctly, one of the reasons why we're considering it.
During a press briefing on Friday, Press Secretary Jen Psaki noting a number of states have done it in an effort to give consumers a break from soaring gas prices. The White House is under growing pressure to do something to get prices down. The downside of a gas tax holiday involves taking money away from planned federal highway projects. The trial of four men charged with plotting to kidnap and kill Michigan's governor is ending in not guilty verdicts and a mistrial. The jury found two men not guilty and could not reach a verdict with two others, resulting in a mistrial. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a special announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation, 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation, 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own but get worse.
On Friday, President Biden held an event at the White House to celebrate his Supreme Court nominee, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation to the High Court. The Senate confirming Jackson on Thursday with a 53-47 vote, with three Republican senators joining all 50 Democratic senators. The president touts his record of federal judicial nominations.
I'm proud to say, with the great help of Dick Durbin, I've nominated more black women judges of federal appeal courts than all previous presidents combined.
Microsoft is continuing to block Russian hackers.
Microsoft says it blocked Russian cyber attacks aimed at Ukraine. The tech company believes a hijacking group connected to Russia's military intelligence service tried to establish long-term access to the target networks. Officials have been tracking the group for years and say teams have been working around the clock to protect organizations in Ukraine since the invasion. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
Special Counsel John Durham released a text message that former Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman sent to the FBI. The attorney didn't disclose in the message that he was reporting information on behalf of the Clinton campaign. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan, appearing on Fox News, believes this was a conspiracy.
Was the FBI in on this? Because, again, he didn't go to just anybody at the FBI. He went to the chief counsel, a guy he knew well enough to call him, to text him, had his text number, and called him Jim in the text message.
Durham says Sussman knew this information was faulty when he told the FBI about it. The Consumer Product Safety Commission is issuing a repair recall for almost 130,000 wall beds, also known as Murphy beds, sold online. Officials say beds sold online by Best Star at Wayfair.com, Amazon.com, and Costco.com can become detached and have resulted in several injuries and one death. The recall includes several bed designs sold between June 2014 and March 2022. New Jersey is the best place in the nation for folks who are working from home. That's according to a new WalletHub study which compared all 50 states plus Washington, D.C. across 12 key metrics, including internet and electricity costs, cybersecurity, comfort, and space. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.